Alex Atwood, you want to be leader of the SDLP. Mm-hmm. What have you got to offer?
I think I got proven leadership. That if you look at the scale of my contributions in driving radical police reform, in bringing about the first nationalist mayor of Belfast, in going into government and going into power, in Department of Social Development, now in the Department of the Environment, across all the hard, tough, difficult issues of the last 25 years in local and regional politics, I've been the guy who has had to take on those tough jobs, deliver fundamental change, be fearless and tough in negotiations with British Prime Ministers, heads of MI5 in the North, and everybody in between. Proven leadership is what's needed at the moment for the SDLP, given that even in 900 days, we're going to be tested with one or two elections.
Even your closest friends would argue, though, that you are a very good mechanic, technically brilliant at close quarters. But the big, big challenge is mobilising grassroots to attract them to the SDLP. Have you got the necessary charisma to draw people to your party, to regrow your party?
Well, I don't know if that is what my best friends say. I think what people are saying is that in terms of conviction about completing the unfinished business of a new North and a new Ireland, in terms of defining politics over the next 20 and 30 years in a way that is imaginative and attracts and ignites attention, in redoubling our efforts of reform, given that we were born out of democratic descent. It is the power of all of that. It's the power of those ideas. It's the passion of those politics. That's what will attract people.
Can you get that message across, though? Can you get that message across, that passion across, to the rank and file?
Yeah, I think I've already demonstrated that. I go around the North talking to our SDLP people and people outside the party, and they say, you've defined what it is to be a good minister, to be in government, to be in power, to do issues around welfare and housing and social justice and the green agenda. That's what people are responding to, not vague promises and the politics of expectation. They respond to ministers demonstrating and political parties demonstrating that in terms of shaping this island for the next 30 years, we have the conviction and the ideas to do that.
Do you preoccupy yourself with the fact that you might be dubbed the Dana of this election campaign, given that the polls might be favouring you so strongly?
The polls, as we know from the South, even over the weekend, changed dramatically in a week or two. And that is what is going to happen in this internal leadership election. We're all bunched up. It's too close to call. That the next 2 weeks will be defined, in my view, by people responding to the power of ideas and to the need for proven leadership. And when the debate settles on those critical challenges, then I think the SDLP will come back in numbers to me.
Alex Atwood, good afternoon.